Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm delighted to be before you this evening. Thank you once again, Steve Duncanson, for that grand introduction. I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'll give you a little tip tonight. Get your pad and your pen out and get ready. This is going to be a hot topic tonight. Val, I'm so excited about this show tonight.
Yes, you know, Shirley, it's January, and the beginning of the year, we've had some phenomenal speakers. The last 2 weeks, we had the legendary Mr. Les Brown, who started off 2015 with us, and then we had Pinkus Adar, who followed up with us last week, who was fascinating. And tonight, it is no exception. We have Mr. Chris Gloss. He's America's number one possibility speaker. I tell you, when I heard this young man talk about purpose and living a life full of unlimited possibilities, you know, he's the one who inspired me to write my book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. So, Shirley, that's why I thought it would only be great to have Mr. Chris Gloss join us tonight. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And how are you today?
I'm absolutely fabulous. I know it's going to be an exciting show for a lot of people because, you know, one of the things I do know, Chris, is that every day we have thousands upon thousands of people waking up every morning saying, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know how I'm going to get to the next level. How is anything going to be possible for me in my life if I have no idea who I am?
You know, the good thing about that, Dr. Val and Shirley, is that they woke up. And because they woke up, there's a chance. And because there's a chance, the possibilities are there, and impossibilities are ready to surrender themselves to them if only they get moving. So, you know, that's one of the things I love about your show and what you and Shirley are doing to impact the lives of others to help them see and seize possibilities. So if they wake up this morning and they tune into your broadcast and listen to the previous broadcast, that excuse of not knowing something will automatically be removed, and they'll have no choice but to see and seize their possibilities. That's my belief.
Yeah, you know, when I met you a few years ago at one of Les Brown's speaker trainings, you know, I had no idea of the direction that God would be leading you in and didn't know that you would be used as a vessel of change to shake up the foundations of individuals across the country. Tell us a little bit about Chris Gloss.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because at that time, I didn't know what was going to happen either, right? And it was all I knew to do from leaving that event with the greatest speaker on the planet, in my opinion, and I believe Mr. Les Brown. Leaving that event, all I knew was just to keep going forward. That's all I knew, was to keep taking steps forward. And then I ended up speaking to some students, some college students. And after the speech, one of the young ladies came up to me and she said, "You are the possibilitarian." Now,
wow.
Mind you, at that time, I couldn't even say possibilitarian at that time, that was Greek to me, right? And then she went on to share with me, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale once said that no matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities. Always see them, for they are always there. And I said, wow, because that was exact perfect fit for my life. Growing up in the Bronx, New York City, where I was the murder capital of the world, growing up to a single parent, my father wasn't involved in my life, and I had limited possibilities ahead of me. And just to hear that, it was a perfect connection to my life. And that's what my mother drilled into me, to always lift my head, raise my sights, that there's something greater there for you, and you're going to experience it. So, man, that was a perfect fit for me when she said that you are the possibilitarian, and that title just kind of stuck over the years. And I'm glad it did.
Yeah, I'm glad it did too, because you have basically been the message that you bring as it relates to that. How can one embrace what's possible in the midst of so much adversity that's going on in individuals' lives? We have people that are on jobs that are just, you know, sitting in their car, driving, the engine running, not going anywhere. But yet they're looking for something, you know, grasping at straws, trying to find out what that next level is. How does one embrace possibility?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, when I think about embracing possibilities, I think about something Keith Harrell said, who was a great motivational speaker that lived here in Atlanta before he transitioned over into heaven. He said, the two most important days in our lives, number one, the day we were born. Number two, the day we realized why we were born. So when I think about the day we realized why we were born, that's the day possibilities are illuminated in our life. And it's not about how are you going to make these possibilities come into reality. I think at times we ask the wrong questions. So no matter what's going on, whether it's the economy, who's in office, think about over the years these things change. They constantly change. They're almost predictable. Every 4 years, 4 to 7 years, you're going to experience some sort of recession. And then right after recession, after that, the economy is going to rebound. Things are subject to change, and they change almost to a particular pattern where you can almost time that. But for the individual, the day you realize you were born, the day the possibilities are illuminated is when your life begins, because you can see beyond where you are. You're not limited anymore. And if you don't worry about the how, but you commit to living the journey, you commit to staying on the journey, you commit to being a sponge, you commit to being a seeker, you commit to asking, seeking, knocking. But not worrying about the how, because the how will cause you to be cemented in the start position, because you won't get moving until you know how. Many people wake up and driving in their cars and looking at everything else while they try to figure out the how instead of just simply get moving. Because until you get moving, you don't need resources. You don't need doors open. You don't need to meet a Dr. Val or Shirley. You don't need any of that until you get moving. So if you can simply get past the how and start taking steps of faith into the possibility or towards the possibility, the bright light in front of you, things begin to open up and happen. And you could exit the depression or exit that limited sight that will cause you to stay cemented in a start position.
You know, Stephen Hawking said that the past, like the future, is indefinite and exists only as a spectrum of possibilities. Wow. You know,
that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, you know, I'm like looking at that and I'm like, wow, the past, like the future, is indefinite and exists only as a spectrum of possibilities.
Right.
So,
you know, Dr. Val, that sometimes I know what some of your listeners may be experiencing when they hear that is that the possibilities that are infinite, that are in front of us, can sometimes be scary. And it sometimes could allow fear to rise up in them. But that's why the great possibility speaker, the greatest person infused with possibilities ever walked this planet. He said, be not afraid, only believe. Right? Hmm. Be not afraid of that future.
Wow.
Be not afraid of the possibilities. Be not afraid of what's in front of you. Right? Because sometimes we think that light that's shining in front of us, we don't think it's the opportunity or the way out. We think it's a train coming towards us. So I submit to people, the greatest possibility thinker that ever walked this planet, Jesus said, be not afraid, only believe.
Be not afraid.
Right. Because those dreams and visions have already been deposited in you, because that's what makes you get up out of bed. Because you do see something different. You do have hope. It may not be a lot. Could be a little bit of hope. Could be a small seed. Whatever. You got out of that bed this morning because of the belief that, you know, that there is something more out there. You may not know what it is. You can't explain it. You don't know how to make it happen. And that's fine. But you got up out of that bed this morning, and you're not going to fear what's in front of you. You're not going to suffer from the fear flu. The fear flu will have you staying where you are and doing absolutely nothing and finding other people that's doing nothing and commune with them. You know, you don't need the fear flu. You want to go ahead and embrace the possibilities. The greatest distraction, I believe, that's to a believer is impossibilities. I think it's just a distraction to a believer, to someone that believes in that better future, that brighter future, things that we can do better, the things that we want more of. It's just a distraction, is the impossibility. And that's where that question how is born from, because the impossibility always wants you to consider how. And if the impossibility could get you to consider how, the impossibility could dump loads of concrete at your footsteps and cause you to be cemented where you are and keep you in thought mode, and you'll never move. You'll never take another step because you'll stay there thinking of it. I can just only imagine the number of people that's listening to your radio show right now that was where I was so many times in my life, wouldn't take a step forward without knowing the how. The how is none of your business. And the sooner you could accept that, the sooner you could embrace that, embrace the possibilities, embrace the how is none of your business, the sooner things can open up for you, the sooner relationships can come into your life, the sooner a Dr. Val, the sooner a Shirley Carter, the sooner a friend of mine, Mike Daniels, the sooner a Les Brown can come into your life. As soon as you embrace the possibilities. Oh, Dr. Val, you got me fired up.
Oh, I'm excited. You know, I was excited about 2-3 minutes ago when you talked about Jesus and how, you know, he was the greatest possibility and speaker on the planet, because what he did and what he came to do was activate that faith in us to believe that it is possible. And I was reminded that George Bernard Shaw said that the possibilities are numerous once we decide to act and not react. I love it. When you said that quote jumped in my spirit. I was like, you know, the two walk hand in hand. You know,
right.
Jesus came talking about faith, you know, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if you can't please him, you can't please yourself. So therefore, you can't move into what is possible. You can't even begin to see or even imagine, let alone embrace what that next step of level is in your life, which is possibility, which is purpose. And when George Bernard Shaw said, act and not react, you know, a lot of times we sit back and we're waiting. We're like that guy that was sitting at the pool of Bethesda saying, you know, I want to be healed, but I don't have nobody to get me in the water. Well, a lot of people aren't moving forward, aren't acting on their dreams because they're sitting waiting for someone to help them get to that next level, when the truth of the matter is they have everything they need right up inside. They just need to activate it. How do you activate it? You activate it by faith.
Yes.
Ooh, I told you I'm fired up here.
Shirley, you better jump in there, Shirley.
I'm like, okay, let me throw a flag in so I can jump in on this here and talk about the possibilities and all this. I'm like, okay, wait a minute now. All these possibilities and the impossibilities and that fear. Now, they have to embrace that, embrace their possibility to get rid of that fear, because so many people use that fear as an excuse for not moving forward. They are afraid of the possibility. That's what they're afraid of. What if? All this what if comes into play with them when they need to embrace that fear and just activate that faith. And then, man, I'm serious. When you said, you know, I tell people, get your pad and your paper out and try to keep up. Please try to keep up, because this is some powerful information. I mean, you are on fire. You got us all fired up over here. So let's go. Let's keep it rolling.
All right, so let's. I want to jump in on something that you just mentioned. You talk about embracing, right? Mm-hmm. And focus. And I love the title of the show tonight. When we talk about embracing possibilities, think about that word embrace. What does that word embrace mean? It means the holding something close in one's arms. Have you embraced your dreams where it's close to you, where it's personal? Where you have an emotional attachment that this will get done. Like at the end of my life, I will hear, well done. I will hear, well done. Is your dream, your goals, the things you want to accomplish, are you holding them that close to you? So that at the end of your life, you will hear, well done, because you embraced it. You're not looking around for other things or the next hot speaker or the next hot program or the next hot radio show that you can be consistent listening to the information coming across from your show, Dr. Val? Can people be that consistent and embrace their dream goals and ideas that close to their heart? But that word embrace also means it's an act of supporting something enthusiastically. Oh, I get fired up when I hear that word enthusiasm because that word enthusiasm, the last four letters of that word enthusiasm, it stands for I am sold myself. Or I am sold myself. Are you sold on this? Because that's why people do other things than what they're gifted and talented in. Because they can see a Les Brown and say, oh, I want to be a speaker. Or they can see a Tony Robbins. Or they can see someone else, a Michael Jordan, somebody else, acting in excellence in their particular discipline, and they see them and say, oh, that's what I want to do, versus what's in them to do. Because if it's in you, you'll be enthusiastic about it. It won't just be a job. It just won't be a get-rich-quick scheme. It won't just be, you know, something where I can manipulate people to make this happen. But I am sold myself that what God has placed in me, this is it. And this is what I'm sticking with. And I embrace this. I hold this gift close to my arms that I'm passionate about. And the last thing I focused on what this word embrace means, it's a circle around. So even if you think about the word circumstance, this is the stance you take in a circle. This is where I'm standing. This is the circumstances I'm creating for my future. I want to be able to impact lives. I want to be able to impart in people. I want to be able to share something that I've been through. And this is very important. What we go through in life, the key word is through. What we go through in life, the stories that happen to us in life, the experiences that happen to in life is for us to go through them for somebody else. Those stories don't belong to us. See, when you sold out, when you embrace your gift, your talent, your ability, that's your perspective. That what I've been through in my life to this point is for someone else. That I've been through this experience to share with someone else, to lighten their load, to help them make that transition, to help them embrace their possibilities, to hold the thing that's special about them, the thing that God gave them, what was placed in them before they even came through into this planet. That gift, that talent, that special ability that they have, and I'm absolutely 100% convinced that they have it, if they embrace it, this world is going to be a better place, Dr. Val. I believe that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, listening to you, Chris, I told you I'm stirred up from the beginning of the show, and I started, when you were talking about embracing, I said, you know, in order for an individual to embrace, them the change, they have to be willing to empty themselves to be filled with what's possible. A lot of times we're so weighted down and so clogged down with cares of life and what other people's opinions are of us too, that we can't move out of ourselves to get to the next level of possibility. So first you got to empty yourself in order to be filled. And then when we empty ourselves, you know, we got to mean what we say and be who we say we are. You know, we're always trying to, you know, walk in a manner or what individuals think we should walk or be who they think we should be, instead of being authentic, our authentic self. Embrace who we are so that the change of possibilities can come forth and be manifest. And as I said, you know, be that message that we bring. We know we always have some counterfeits walking around. Everybody is always trying to imitate somebody. Rather, it's the best or the worst of us that we have a lot of imitators. You know, I'm reminded that one young man saw a guy walking down the street with his pants sagging and said, oh, that looked cool. And then he started walking around with his pants sagging, and then another one saw it, and then another one saw it. Before you knew it, we had people walking around with their pants sagging down because they saw it and thought it was cool. We got to be the message that we bring, and we have to stand apart, set ourselves apart so that we can live that authentic self. It only takes one dream. We're only one person away from a breakthrough. So instead of living someone's breakthrough, we ought to be our breakthrough.
That's so good. And you think about that, to your point of being authentic, you have to also be willing to be vulnerable. And most people think vulnerability is weakness, but vulnerability is powerful. Vulnerability is powerful because it helps you have that ability to be transparent. You know, like being able to share with people, we talk about possibilities, we talk about success, we talk about these things, but majority of my life I suffered from possibility blindness. I suffered from that, where I couldn't see it, where I couldn't. There was no way you could tell me that I can do anything that I've been doing in my life. You know, being able to go on a TV show, being able to be a lead person on a TV show. No one ever told me that I can do any of that. And I could never see that for myself. And I think what's so important about the vulnerability and the transparency and the authenticity, I believe it's so powerful because people, when they step out there to start to achieve or realize possibilities in their life, they never hear that side of the story. So when they experience challenges in their life, they think it's strange and it's not supposed to be that way, and causes whatever they were going for to become an impossibility and cement them in the start position, because no one ever shared with them the transparency in their life on what you experience and what you actually go through as those impossibilities are turned to possibilities, right? And in that authentic self, in that vulnerability, being able to share with that next generation, you know, what your vulnerabilities are, instead of coming from a place where you can't relate and can't connect. We've all have been somewhere where we followed someone, and it wasn't good for us, but we've done that. We've all took wrong turns. We've all done that, but when we speak to some people, it comes across as if you've never been through anything. And that's dangerous because it's hard for people to make connection. And if there's no Brené Brown said this. She said it best to me. She said, if there's no vulnerability, there will be no connection. No connection without vulnerability. And vulnerability is actually a powerful place to be, because if you can have a connection with a person, you can present the case for change, the case for a new direction, the case for something different, the possibilities to be realized in their life, if you can be willing to be vulnerable enough to do that. And I think you'll accomplish the goal of being authentic in the process.
Wonderful.
Yes, I totally agree with that, Chris.
Now, Chris, I have a question for you on this. When you're asking or telling us about being totally vulnerable and transparent, sometimes we may get into a space and place where when we become transparent, that's where a lot of people don't realize that you're vulnerable when you are transparent, because you're open up, and then people can connect through you and say, oh, okay, they understand me. I've experienced that, because then they can identify. It becomes they connect with you through some of your stories and some of your exposure of your being transparent gives them that connection. But I wanted to also touch bases on the embracing again. And Val, when you said emptying yourself out in order to embrace, I feel like it's a way of cleansing yourself, allowing the negativity and the fear and everything to fall out, because then when you embrace in positive things. You're filling yourself with possibilities to move to the next level.
Indeed. Now, Chris, as a possibility speaker, and you go across the country, and I'm sure you're faced with a lot of negativity in the room. People are sitting there watching you like, yeah, he's talking about what's possible, but he don't know what I've been through. What would you say to individuals that are listening across the country today?
Wow. That happens. And that's the part where I think a large part of that is being the more vulnerable that I can become, the more transparent that I can become as I continue to grow and allowing myself to be just the vessel instead of being the speaker, right? Allowing myself to be the vessel for the message to come through versus the speaker delivering the message. And the more I can do that, that helps me to be able to connect with that person in the room and say, yeah, Chris, but you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't know the status of my relationship, how toxic it is, and you don't know that I'm making just enough on my job to put some franks and some beans on the table once a week. You don't understand how difficult, how challenging it is. And the truth is that I do understand that I've been there. I've been there when I've opened up my refrigerator and the only thing I saw in there was the back of the refrigerator. They don't know, Val. They don't. Right. I could check mark that, right? And you talk about relationships. Oh my God. I can share the stories with you that the hurt that I suffered, the depression I suffered when someone decided to walk out of my life, someone that I loved and I thought that I would be with forever. And they decided to take a different direction. They decided to walk out and it left me in a state of depression for almost a year. In a state of a depression where I was in such a pit that I didn't even want assistance to get out of the pit. I remember Les talking about one time that most people won't even participate in their own rescue.
Right.
That was me. And so the way I'm able to connect with people is to be as vulnerable as I can be. For me to aim for the head but strike at the heart, right? For me to be able to, it's the more vulnerable I am to the realization that the stuff I've been through was only there to come through me. That's all it was there for me to be. All I'm doing is transporting that message around the world and around the world through live presentations, through online presentations, to be able to make that connection with people, to give them hope that the possibilities are endless, the possibilities are there, and the possibilities are real for you. And if you don't give up, cave in, and quit, you just keep making that decision to put that one foot in front of the next. And if you just keep making those steps of faith, it's going to happen. It can happen if you decide to continue to make those steps, right? It can happen. And you know what? And I want to make a radical statement here. I remember hearing this years ago, and it's something that I believe. And I catch myself there for a second, Dr. Val, because one of the things I am careful about, I remember hearing this from my mentor, is being careful about telling people they can do it. And to be very careful about that, I know it's a radical statement. I know some people will probably email me or say something nasty about what I'm about to say, but if you just hold on for 1 second and think about it for a second, the worst thing that you can tell somebody at times is that they can do it. Here's why. it can be done, but if you don't know that person's work ethic, if you don't know their determination, if you don't know certain things, even if you don't know certain things about them, it can be setting them up for failure because they can think that they can without improving on themselves. That personal growth and development, I think, is one of the greatest industries in the world because it allows you to begin to realize possibilities. It's not that you can't do it. It's possible it could be done. But will you do it becomes the question. Will you read more? Will you study more? Will you listen to the replays of your shows that you've had that can impart life into them? Will they be willing to change their relationships? Will they be willing to adjust their conversation? Will they be willing to get up every morning and have confessions and create a vision board? Will they be willing to do those things? It can be done. It's possible. But I don't know if you're willing to do those things. So I want to tell you you can if you're not willing. I want to let you know that it's possible. I want to let you know that I'll work with you, and I can point you in a direction for resources. But you know what? If you're willing to do something about it, then it can be attained, but not just because of loosely telling someone that they can do it. And I believe in their being that it's possible for them to be able to do it, but I think we've abused those words so much over the years. A person could hear I can do it but never do anything because they feel like they need to know the how before they get moving. So that's my take on that.
Yeah, but part of that, Chris, is a lot of individuals are lazy, and like you said, they won't participate in their own rescue. So those of you that just tuned in, we're listening to Chris Gloss. He's a motivational speaker, and he has been deemed as the number one possibility speaker in the world. Chris, how can individuals be connected with you?
Oh, just visit www.chrisgloss.com. That's chrisgloss.com. Or you can simply Google chrisgloss.com, and the first five pages, you'll come across some information about me, some videos, my social media, and definitely connect with me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I'd love to be in contact with you so that we can share and inspire and motivate each other to have a successful 2015 and watch the possibilities manifest in our life.
I'm telling you, I keep reflecting back to George Bernard Shaw's quote about possibilities are numerous once we decide to act and not react. And, it reminds me of when I was shifting from a state of homelessness with me and my four children. And had I just react to the situation that was around me, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So, in my book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, I reflect back on that incident in my life that was just a stepping stone for where I am right now. A lot of individuals that are tuned in tonight listening are saying, I'm in a hard place and I don't know how to shift from that next level. Stop looking and reacting to the circumstances that you're in. Stop reacting to the circumstance that got you in that situation, but act on what's going to be possible to get you out of that situation. See, once you shift your mind, because our lives are what our thoughts create, if we start thinking positive, we will act positive. And the things that we need to cause us to get to the next level, it will come to us. Because like I said, everything we need is already inside. I had no idea I could do radio. I had no idea I could write books. I had no idea I could speak. I remember growing up, Chris, when I had to do oral book reports in front of the class, I would be shaking and trembling and sweat rolling off of my head, and I'd be crying. I mean, I was literally shaking like a leaf from fear. And, to be up and speaking in front of thousands now, it's like, wow, what happened to that little girl? But I dared to believe. I acted on what was possible and did not react to the naysayers or the oppositions that told me I couldn't do what I'm doing now. And I think that's what individuals that are going to be successful, and take their lives to another level in 2015 have to focus on what's possible. And the only way they can focus on what's possible is start acting on those things to get them to what is possible.
Absolutely. And you know, Val, when you say, and you know I'm going to write that quote there. I'm going to put that on a 3x5 card.
Yeah,
and it's going to be in my automobile
and
refrigerator.
And it was amazing.
I absolutely love that. And when I think about reacting, I think about stop making excuses. And one of the things that I've been challenged with the most in my life, when Les said, many people fail in life not because of what they have, but because of what they think they need.
Mm,
right?
Wow.
That people fail not because of what they have, but what they think they need. And that'll cause you to stay in reaction mode. It's what we think we need to be successful. You have everything. You said this earlier on the show, that you have everything that you need. But people don't start because they everybody wants to start out on top, right? And there's an old saying that the only place you start out on top is when you're digging a hole and it's all downhill from there, right? Everybody wants to start in the perfect position, want to have everything perfect, but it doesn't exist. That perfect thing doesn't exist. In your early days are not going to look like your latter days. Like, looking at your life right now, Dr. Val, if I judged your success on everything that you've accomplished, and you have some amazing accomplishments, you're a phenomenal woman, and you've raised some phenomenal children, but if I judged that when you first got started, I would say that could have been an impossibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
People could look at you that knew you and say, oh, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen for her. Right? No matter how great you are, no one would be able to see that. But because you didn't focus on what you think that you needed, you got started with what you had. And you made a decision, this is all I have, and this is all I'm going to need to move forward. And by doing that, you changed for the impossibilities to be possible. You were able to make something out of what you had. But now look at the results of it. Right, your beginning will never look like your latter end because your grace will develop, your talent, your skills, your ability, all that will seem flawless. People will think you woke up being Dr. Val and doing radio shows and hosting seminars and bringing the top professionals in. They think that, oh, you woke up and just been able to do that, but they don't see that process that you went through, right?
Right, you know, right. That's a key word, Chris. Process. Life is always a process. So those oppositions that come up against us is only the pressures. You know, it's like being in a pressure cooker. It's just like you're in there just bubbling and popping and stuff, and then all of a sudden the top comes off, and voila, there you are, already created, already whole. And life will do that sometimes. But I remembered the scripture in the Bible that says, forgetting those things that are behind. And we're going to press forward to those things that are ahead. And that's the only way we're going to be able to embrace things that are possible, by forgiving those things that are behind. And by all means, please forgive yourself. One of the things that held me back for many years, Chris, is I couldn't forgive myself for the time I spent in a marriage that I knew was going nowhere. And a lot of times we do that as individuals. We find ourselves in situations and relationships, which we will, February, we'll be talking the whole month on relationships. We have some couples and singles that we'll be bringing in to talk about their experiences and their relationships. But a lot of times we get trapped and stuck because of a relationship. But we've got to forgive ourselves and forgive the time, because no man can redeem time. We don't have the ability to buy it. We can't turn back the clock. But the only thing we can do is press forward into where we want to go. So we may as well live our best life. Why give individuals that much power over us to hinder us from being who we can be and stop us from loving who we can love? Count it a blessing that you've experienced that, because guess what? You won't have to experience that no more. I always tell individuals when I'm speaking in different churches, I relate back to Samson and Delilah. When Samson got up every time he thought the Philistines was upon him, he shook himself. And that's what we got to do on a daily basis. We've got to shake ourselves and remember who we are and whose we are, so that we can cause that shift to move to the next level.
Absolutely. And in that process, what I think is helpful, what has helped me, along with what you just said, was how I viewed failure is very important, right?
Wow.
How you view failure is very important. Zig said that failure is not a person, it's just an event. And you have to stop looking at yourself and beating yourself up. That failure is not a person, it's just an event. It's just something that happens, right? And you have to do a mind shift in how you see failure. See, how I look at failure now is I look at failure as practice shots. I look at failure as practice shots. Right, because hey, I'm committed to practicing in life. I'm committed to doing things that's behind the scenes that people only see in front and say, "Wow, you know, he's always been doing that." But they don't see the practice shot. They don't see the number of shots you miss. So I treat failure like a practice shot. That's all it is, right? It doesn't define who I am. I may have missed the mark, but guess what? I tried. There's some people that haven't tried. There's some people that will look at you and criticize you, but they've never tried anything. The last book they read was 30 years ago. They're not the top in their profession, and they can criticize you, and you allow that criticism to affect and impact your life. That's a crime. Don't allow failure to define who you are. Failure is something just happened, right? It's never a person. It's never who you are. And you got to, like, be kind to yourself. Stop beating yourself up with words. You're a loser. You're a failure. You never win. You've always been trying. You've been at this for years. When are you going to quit? No. It's a practice shot. You've tried. It didn't work. Guess what? Get the ball, line back up, try it again. Work on your form. Work on your presentation.
Wow.
Work on... Get a coach. Get someone to help you because you can't see the picture when you're standing in the frame. Get somebody to help you that can give you the guidance and the direction that will help you become better at what you're doing. It's just a practice shot.
Wow. Well, one of the things I admire about you, Chris, is that you've never given up, you know, even in the midst of being knocked down, losing someone that you love dearly. You kept it moving, and you did it gracefully, too, because, you know, from the outside, everything looked good. But then when you're talking about it now, you're like, oh, wow, when did he go through that? So I do applaud you for, you know, keeping that press, keeping that push forward to what's possible and being that message that you bring.
Thank you so much. And, you know, and for someone that's listening, Dr. Val, what I'd like to tell them is this, and it's been a challenge ever since my mother transitioned. I don't want to say lost. I know exactly where she is. So ever since she transitioned, the secret, I think, to helping you through the process, because grief, in my opinion, I mean, it's been a tough battle. But the thing that helps you is if you stay plugged in life, you'll stay lit up. And no matter how hard it is, see, because I listen to replays of your show. I watch and see what's going on, what events you're putting on. I will jump on Les Brown's call. I'll jump on Tony Robbins' call. I'll jump on anybody's call that's doing anything positive and nurturing to my dream, even though I didn't want to take steps towards my dream and I was kind of stuck for a long time. I always stay plugged in. That's my default. I stay plugged in. You may not see me doing as much, but you may not see a lot of things or think you know a lot of things, but I stay plugged in. Like, I can listen to replays. Like, I could be a stealth fan, of inspiration.
Wow,
I can listen to replays and no one knows that I'm out there, but I'm out there, I'm listening, and I'm watching champions do what they do. So I know I can always, Dr. Val, and no matter what state I'm in, I always know I could find you and Shirley being consistent believers in the possibilities for your life. And all I have to do is stay plugged in. And if I could stay plugged into you guys as you continue to live out your dreams, it will continue to keep me lit and to keep me inspired and to keep me motivated to press on, no matter what circumstance or circle I'm standing in.
Well, I appreciate you for always tuning in and supporting it. You know, I see through my back office that, you know, I have thousands of shows that have been replayed, and I thank you for being one of those. I'm going to open up the lines for anyone that has questions for Chris Gloss, the number one possibility speaker in the world. Caller 2145, you're live. Caller 2175, you're live.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Val. I sure appreciate this time. That is so wonderful. Because I'm at a stage now as to where you know, I have the topic for a book, but that's all I have, and I really and truly need some motivation, you know, as to what, you know, how to start out, you know, and what to do. And this has always been my dream, is to write a book, you know. And I just, for some reason, you know, just don't have that motivation, you know. Can you all help me with that motivation as to where that, you know, what I need to do, how I need to do it? I heard some good things now. I've heard some good words, and they were perfectly done, you know. But the thing is that it still hadn't clicked, you know, at me as to where that, you know, I could just go on, you know. And I just thank you for letting me share that. And I thank you, you know, I thank each and every last one of you all for sharing, because I tell you, we need all this good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Chris, do you have a response for the caller? And I will follow up after you.
Absolutely. You know what I would write down is some questions. Motivation, I think, is best when, especially as an inspirational, motivational speaker, is when we stir people up or stir people from the inside to help them to tap into something that's on the inside of them. So I would have some questions for you, and I would ask you to write down some questions about this book. Why is this book important to you? Who is it to help? Because even I think, and there's more questions, but I know we're limited on time, but if you begin to focus on who is this book for, right? I think that you'll find a spark of inspiration and it will light a great fire in you. Because, for example, if your book was for homeless people and it had in your book contained information on how they could go from homeless and to turn their life around, and you've really feel deeply about that population that you're targeting, that will stir a fire up, because you know without your book that they're going to remain that way. Without your book, no one else is going to share the information that you're going to share with them to help change their circumstance and situation. I think it's a series of questions to ask you, to ask yourself about that book. Why are you writing it? Who is your target market? And that should be able to motivate you to go ahead and put some chapters to that book and finish that book. Watch YouTube videos on laying out, getting hungry about the information that you want, because I'm telling you, YouTube University is powerful. If you want to know how to structure your book, lay out your book, let me tell you, you one search away in YouTube that can help you lay that book out and get it printed. You can have that thing done by the end of the week if you're hungry enough to seek that information. But I would recommend starting with those questions, so that you can refocus to the purpose, the why, that you wanted to write that book. And I think that will help.
Yeah, that was great, Chris. Basically, supply for the demand is what that is all saying in a nutshell. Because, you know, one of the things I've discovered in writing my four books is I've always been inspired in the midnight hours and was very prayerful about what I was writing so that, you know, it would connect with who needed to be connected. And what is the purpose, like Chris said, why are you writing it and who is it going to serve? So once you put those things in order, I always say that when, once you're on assignment, that the world will beg for what you have because you're in alignment mm-hmm. with what is needed at that particular time. So focus on that, and that will cause the shift for you to go ahead and write that book and get it out of you because the world is waiting on it. Being that you are inspiring to do it, that means that there's something in there that someone needs to hear. Even if it's for one purpose, one person, you must do it.
Mm. Hey, Dr. Vash, yes. Can I say one more thing to that?
Absolutely.
I was listening to some, and you know, I know Dr. Miles Monroe has passed, but I still watch his videos. And I watched a video a week ago, and it inspired me even more. And I think it's in a perfect alignment with what this lady was just sharing. Because Dr. Miles Monroe's question was always, and he made a statement that the wealthiest place in the world is not in the Far East. It's not in Africa, the diamond mines in Africa. He said the wealthiest place in the world is the graveyard because there you find books never written, songs never sung, ideas never preached. The answer to cancer could be in the graveyard. People go to their graveyard with all these amazing things. But then Dr. Val, he asked a question that caused me to pause the video and meditate for about an hour and a half. He asked this question. He said, will you contribute to the wealth of the graveyard? Will you contribute to the wealth of the graveyard? Will you take that book with you to the graveyard? Because there are books, tons of books that's never written, tons of radio shows never produced, TV shows never produced, life-changing information in the graveyard. So it was Chris. Will you take your gifts, your talents, your abilities? There are books on the inside of me. There are recordings on the inside of me, videos on the inside of me, movies on the inside of me. Will I contribute to the wealth of the graveyard? Will I take those things to the graveyard? So I just want to challenge that lady that, you know, get this thing out here. Don't contribute to the wealth of the graveyard. Do whatever you have to do. It's possible, but will you make it necessary? Will you make it necessary to put pen to pad or fingers to your keyboard? Will you make it necessary to get this thing out to the people that need it most? Think of it as your audience is hungry. They're starving. They're thirsty. They need something to eat. They need something to drink. And your book is the nourishment for them. How long will you keep the nourishment from the people that are seeking you out the most? How long will you do that? And will you take that and contribute to the wealth of the graveyard? That was for me. So,
wow,
I will share
that. Well, Chris, we're wrapped up in this last few minutes here of Hot Topics from the Soul. Do you have any closing comments, or you have any events or coaching specials that you're offering at this time?
Yes, I am so excited. First of all, thank you so much for the amazing opportunity to be on your show again. I love your show. I love you so much and appreciate you for being such a tremendous influence in my life over the years, and Shirley has been there to back up and stir me up and to inject some inspiration in my life, and I'm so grateful for all of that. And I would highly recommend people to go to chrisgloss.com, chrisgloss.com, and sign up. Just all I want you to do is put your name and email address in, because we're revamping the website. The website will be up and running in about a week, and we have tons of great things that are going to be happening this year, events that I'm going to appear at, webinars that we're doing. We are doing everything we can to unleash everything that God's placed in me and using every vehicle possible. And all I want to do is to be able to stay connected with you to help in any kind of way to facilitate possibilities becoming realities in your life. So just go to chrisgloss.com, get connected, and I'll be more than happy to share with you everything that I'm doing, but most of all, give something to you to help make a difference in your life.
Thank you so much once again for joining me on Hot Topics from the Soul. And we're about wrapped up, Shirley. You have any closing comments?
I just want to thank Chris for coming on and you know, inspiring our audience and, you know, regenerating me too. Because, Chris, you know, I have notes from the last show you were on. So I'm like, I got to update my notes. I got to keep them because I'm focused this year. This is a year for me for staying focused, and I thank you for, you know, instilling and being transparent and just sharing with us tonight. I really do appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And by way of announcements, I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia on February the I'll be in Norfolk, Virginia, and on February the 20th and 21st, Les Brown and Mike Williams will be conducting a speaker training in Orlando, Florida, and it's going to be at the Radisson Hotel. It's called Speak to the World with Les Brown and Mike Williams, putting power, passion, purpose, and profit into your message and your life. If you want further information regarding that, you can call me at 954-724-0900. And also you may find the information to register on eventsbyarise.com. That's eventsbyarise.com. And once again, I thank you all for tuning in to another Hot Topics from the Soul. And look forward to you joining me once again. And Chris, it has been amazing as always. You inspire us, you shake us up and empower us to move to the next level. And I know that tomorrow when individuals get up, they're going to get up with new eyes. So I thank you once again for tuning in. And once again, I thank you all for joining Hot Topics from the Soul. And don't forget to visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Good night and God bless.
Good night.